This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant, who is Paul in University Place. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Paul will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
Correct. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Pass.
The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
Asia.
No.
Europe.
No.
South America.
No. In which sport would you find a scrum?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
In which sport would you find a scrum?
Pass.
Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Gorge.
No.
Pass.
Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
What? Pass.
Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
Yes! What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Coco.
Yes! Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct! And with that, Paul, you get 4 correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Fun fact about Paul. It's his first time ever playing Beat Migs.
Oh, well, you did better than I did my first time, Paul.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Steve is back, and are you ready, sir?
All right.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
That's right. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Mint?
No.
Cinnamon?
No.
Tea bags.
No. Whoa. The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
I'm going to say Africa.
Yes. In which sport would you find a scrum?
Rugby.
Correct. Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Oh, no idea. Beaver Dam?
Nope.
Hoover Dam?
Nope.
The Dam of Chehalis?
No. Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
Late great Frank Zappa.
That is correct. What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Hamill.
Yes. What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Encanto?
No.
Up?
No.
Miguel's dead friend?
No. Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Is that Taylor Swift?
It is. Yep. How many Grammy nominations has Alice in Chains had?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
Damn it.
Three?
No, 11.
11, good for them.
But Steve, wow, you got six correct, which is a win.
Let's
six
go.
To four. Paul, we would love for you to call and play again sometime, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend. You're sampling the best. Better than I
the main spice used in a traditional chai tea, cardamom.
Gosh, if you need to tell me to name every spice that you know, I would never get that.
And if you're looking for an
cardamom?
Cardamom. If you're looking for an educational laser show in the summertime, Steve Miggs, you can find that at the Grand Coulee Dam.
Grand Coulee.
Yes. And then the animated film with Miguel who travels to the land of the dead, our friend Paul knew that is Coco.
Oh, okay.
And as I just told you, Alice in Chains has had 11 Grammy nominations. Besides the money, was a big part of why DK Metcalf didn't want to be on the Hawks due to some loyalty to a teammate.
I'm glad you said besides the money, because I think the money had a big part of it.
Definitely. You're going to hear from DK after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show.
DK Metcalf was on the Get Got podcast with Mike Robinson and Marshawn Lynch. And he opened up about some of the issues that he was having with his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb. He was sharing why...
I'm sure you hate because he's a Husky.
Right, boo.
Yeah, that's why his team fell apart, because of a Husky.
I always like them when they leave,
yes,
UW.
Fair.
But there was a reason that he ended up, you know, screaming at Ryan Grubb on the headset during the season, and he shared a bit about that.
I forgot about that moment. I think it was during the 49ers game where, like, you saw DK on the sidelines, and, you know, the broadcast showed it, and you're like, who's he yelling at? And it was Ryan Grubb.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
So on that particular day, we were playing 49ers. Mm. This DB I've been going against since he was with the, we came in together. Mm-hmm. He plays for the, played with the Giants. So I went against him twice already. And then he was with the 49ers. So I'm like, okay, on third down, you have to run past him early because they're just going to sit at the sticks. On third and four, we call all hitches. Like, that's not running past him. Like, you have to
scare people.
Exactly. Yeah. He's waiting on it. So when he sat and knocked the ball down, I come to the sideline like, let me just get the headset. Maybe he don't need to hear from you, or he may have missed the...
Yeah. I don't think he said it as calm when that happened.
Oh,
though.
No, not a chance.
Let me please have that headset. I'd like to have a conversation with our offensive coordinator.
Missed the text. So I said, Grubb, that was the last week me and Locke did that. That was the last week me and Locke did any extra game.
Well, because it wasn't used. I'm putting in all this work, bro. We're the starters, too. It ain't like we just some slaps.
Up there playing checkers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marshawn Lynch, I don't know if you've ever paid attention or watched the Get Got podcast. It's on YouTube. It's also available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Marshawn Lynch is just in the background drinking. And every once in a while, he just says stuff, and they have to bleep it or mute it because he's just dropping bad words left and right.
Do you know what he's drinking?
I don't know, but it's like a brown drink.
It's a liquor of sorts.
Yeah.
Okay, curious.
Yeah. And he finishes it, and he looks at somebody like, I need another one.
And just to not feel reciprocated, that was like the start of Locke was coming to me and like, yeah, bro, I don't think I'm going to be here next year with the way that they're doing me. I'm like, that's my brother. Like, Locke just came off a band last year. Like, Locke had, if not 1,000, it was damn close to it.
Bro, you can almost count 1,000 every single time he out there every season. If he's playing, he gonna get 1,000 yards, bro.
And people, and it's like, I had to sit and watch my brother be told, you're not good enough no more.
That's so crazy. Because I remember watching the season, and a lot of Seahawks fans are just like, why aren't they getting the ball to Tyler Lockett more? And then they're starting to realize maybe it was a Ryan Grubb issue with Tyler Lockett, that he didn't like him or didn't see like the potential or whatever. I don't know, that seems crazy to me. And maybe that's a big reason why Mike McDonald, Coach McDonald, was just like, yeah, he's done.
And that's what you get for trusting a Husky.
At the end of the day, we've learned. Do not trust a Husky.
Never again.
Right.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Papa Roach and Rise Against at Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st. April Fool's Day. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week we are playing for tickets to see Papa Roach and Rise Against the Climate Pledge Arena. That show is on April 1st, and our contestant this morning, excited to play for these tickets, is Rachel from Moses Lake. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on?
Oh.
Who's it going to be? It's me. Let's go, Rachel.
Right on.
All right, Rachel, here is your clip.
Oh, nice.
Smashing Pumpkins today.
Nailed it. Great work. Rachel, do you have an audience?
Yes, I do.
How many people are there?
Me and two others.
Nice.
Are they coworkers?
It takes a village.
So what's going on? Are you coworkers? You meet them at the grocery store? Who are these people?
It's my best friend for like 20 years. We're out thrifting, and her boyfriend.
Awesome. Nice. What's their names? Give them a shout out.
We got Ginny G-String and Bennett.
Wait. Your phone cut out for a second. Ginny G-String?
Yeah.
Is that a birth given name?
All right, Rachel, you and your friends have done your part.
I got to win these tickets
Steve
for Rachel.
Migs, do not disappoint this crew, right?
No, I do not want to let Ginny G-String down.
Here is your clip, Migs.
Oh, man, love this song. What It's Like, Everlast. You're going to see Papa Roach.
That is fantastic, Rachel. Congratulations to you and your pals.
Oh, thank you so much.
But you can only take one of them to the show because it's only a pair. So which one are you taking?
I think she's taking Ginny G-String.
Absolutely. Ginny G-String already won tickets. So we're all going to go. Oh.
Nice.
That's awesome. Hell yeah, Rachel. Well, right on. Congratulations. And that's going to be an awesome show to go check out.
You know it. Now, if we
Ginny G-String.
I want to know that. Eventually, we got to link up with them and find out the story behind that.
Yeah, we need to track down Ginny G-String and get her back on.
She sounds like our kind of people. Now, if we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Morning. We have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so we would love if you'd call up and chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us, and the number is 206-803-ROCK, and it's all brought to you by Albert Lee Appliance. Now, Steve Migs, you might recall earlier we had a call from Ed this morning,
yes,
who got a ticket for riding a Lime scooter, and he like there's like a weight limit, and he got a ticket for that.
What was the weight? It was like 220-something pounds, and he said he was pushing 280-ish, and he also was trying to have a girl that he was on a date with get on the back of the Lime scooter. It lasted for like maybe a few feet, and then it just shut down and stopped, and he couldn't use it. And then, a few weeks later,
he got a
ticket.
Bill.
Yeah.
And it was $64 for that short ride on the Lime scooter. So we were curious from our Rockaholics, what's like the silliest fine, the silliest ticket you ever had? And Jaime from Atlanta wants to tell a story about this. Hello, Jaime. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Love the show. Glad for having me back.
Right on, man.
So, stupidest fine I've had, to be fair, I've had a few, but for the sake of this call, we're going to talk about how there is a main street here in Atlanta called Piedmont, and you're not supposed to turn left during high traffic times of the day. And this one day, I knew that. I knew I wasn't supposed to, but it was my birthday. And I was like, you know, frig it. I'm going to make the turn. It's my birthday. Surely nothing's going to happen. No. I got pulled over. There was a cop there waiting. And I told him it was my birthday. And he said, happy birthday. And he handed me a ticket anyway.
Oh, it was nice of him to wish you a happy birthday, at least.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I
salt with the sour.
I almost like the idea of no rules apply when it's your birthday. Like, you could get, obviously not something over the top bad, but I think it'd be kind of funny if, like, you know, when just little things you could get away with, like parking all day without having to pay a meter.
Yeah.
It's like a birthday rule.
Yeah, sometimes life doesn't care about things like that.
Jaime, do you remember how much the left-hand turn ticket cost you?
I don't recall. I want to say it got threw out because the cops didn't show up when I went to the court to see about it.
Well, glad you got out of it, Jaime.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, Jaime.
All right, so we are down a person because Danny is off to New York.
Yes.
And which is really cool. Like, he got invited to go. There's, like, a big event that's happening in New York City with, like, you know, obviously he does a lot of the DJing around here with Emo Night at Numo's. And there's a big Emo Night that's happening in New York. They invited him to come out. And he thinks, and he hopes, and I think he will, get a guest set and get to perform and DJ while he's in New York City.
So cool.
Which is incredible. That's going to be so much fun.
I hope somebody takes some video of him. I really want to see it. Wish we could be there, but no, we are here.
Yes, although the person just hung up, I was going to say that we have nobody to check the calls. So I was like, you know, we can just get willy-nilly and just answer them as they come in.
I mean, I'm feeling brave.
All right, we did get a text message. Speaking of tickets, someone said, because earlier I mentioned one of the dumbest tickets I got was for driving 64 miles per hour in a 60, and the officer even tried to make it seem like he was doing me a solid by giving me a ticket for doing the exact speed that he clocked me
what
at.
What a good guy.
So someone said, I think you must have gotten a ticket from the same cop. I was ticketed for going 64 on I-5 through Linwood. The real kicker, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. I have no idea how I got pulled over, but when the cop asked me and if I knew how fast I was going, I said, not really. I was going as fast as the car in front of me and the car behind me and the car next to me.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it was also in Linwood for mine as well.
Well, I'll have to be careful on my drive north today.
Earlier this morning, we were playing some of the God-tier songs from the 90s.
Yes.
And that included songs by, like, these are, like, the songs that just kind of, like, are over-the-top, next-level great. Like, Thunderstruck from AC/DC mm-hmm. made the list. Also, Higher from Creed made the list as well. Basket Case from Green Day. Some of the other ones include Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, which makes sense. November Rain from Guns N' Roses.
Awesome.
Awesome video as well. That's a God-tier video.
It's a very good list.
It's ridiculous. So someone texted in because we had people try and guess the songs, and people weren't able to guess them. And someone said, earlier, man, I can't believe these people couldn't get them. They were too easy.
Oh.
So I still have a couple left, and I want to put you to the test because you're a fan of 90s music.
Sure
well.
Am.
So I have a couple more of these God-tier songs, and I want to see if you'll be able to figure them out.
Okay.
As we go track by track. So we'll start with the drums. We've isolated all the instruments. We'll start with the drums, probably go into the bass after that guitar, and I want to see if you could get these before we get to the vocals.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready for the first of the God-tier songs from the 90s.
Yes.
Here we go. Sounds like a disco song. I get a little bass.
Oh, got it. Is bass. It Everlong?
Yes.
Yeah!
All right, let's throw some guitar. I love, like, the blurb about this song for being a God-tier song. It said, the song is so good that even Bob Dylan gave it props. Started as a regular rock song, then it became an acoustic hit on the Howard Stern Show, which was an incredible performance. And everyone says it just illustrates how great of a drummer Taylor Hawkins is.
Yes.
Which I laugh about because on the record, it's not Taylor Hawkins.
No.
It's Dave Grohl playing the drums.
But did you ever hear the story, the backstory about Bob Dylan?
No.
And this song? So apparently they were backstage together. He and Dave Grohl were backstage together at some event. And he asked for, like, a private lesson. Hey, can you show me how to play that one song you do? Yes. And so Dave Grohl sat down with the Bob Dylan and showed him how to play Everlong. Now, has Bob Dylan ever performed Everlong live? I don't think so, but at least he knows how to play.
Oh, you don't keep up on the set list that Bob Dylan does? Because I know I do. I would love to hear. I'm not a Bob Dylan fan, although I do want to see that movie about him because I hear it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear a Bob Dylan version of Everlong.
Absolutely.
I mean, I geek out over any covers by anybody, especially if it's songs that I like and love. That would be really interesting to hear how Bob Dylan tackles Everlong.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got another one for you.
Let's hear it.
Another God-tier song from the 90s.
Ready.
Start with the drums.
Oh,
All right, you're still you're a little confused. Let's throw some bass in there.
Oh.
One of the greatest bass lines.
Oh, my God. It's Rage Against the Machine.
It is.
Oh, my God.
A little guitar. That's a groove.
Give me the name.
Yes. I love the blurb about this one. It's not just a song, it's an act of defiance set to a filthy bass line. Limp Bizkit's covered it. Fish.
Really?
I know. Not Bob Dylan. And it's ironically played by people who don't realize that Rage hates everything that they stand for.
There you go. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That makes me excited.
What an awesome debut record from that band. That came out in 1992.
Jeez. So yeah. 33 years old this
33
year.
33 years old.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
We also got another text message that said, hey, I never heard of anyone drying off the shower after they use it. Because earlier I mentioned, you were asking me about how long I take a shower for. I'm like, it's only a few minutes, but then it's a few minutes to dry the shower off. And you and Danny looked at me like I had like six heads. No, I'm not like saying I dry it like bone dry, but just get all the excess water off of like the shower.
So you use it? Do you use a towel on the tile?
Yeah.
And the glass?
Yeah.
See, I just use a squeegee on both. Maybe I need to step it up and really dry it out.
Or maybe we should just invest in a squeegee because we haven't bought one of those. So I just use the towel that I, you know, was on the floor to dry my feet and.
Thanks for some, you know, advice on technique there, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for you guys.
There is a local guy who is now the new drummer of Guns N' Roses, and his name is Steve Miggs.
Yeah, right.
His name is Ryan Castle.
Nope.
But his backstory is incredible.
Dude,
and
there's such a great story about this dude.
It's fantastic. We're going to tell you all about GNR's new drummer at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Guns N' Roses have parted ways with their longtime drummer, Frank Farrow. Do you know what his nickname is?
Filthy Frank?
Thunderchucker.
Thunderchucker.
The Thunderchucker.
How do you get rid of someone with that nickname?
Right after 19 years, but the band has thanked him for all his contributions over the decades. Wish him all the success in the future.
I did see he made a post that makes you think that Guns N' Roses, because you know, it made it sound like maybe it's like an amicable thing, and everything's cool, and I think they're both parties are fine, but he made it sound like it wasn't his decision because he said, I'll have immense gratitude and love always for Axl and the band, while at the same time, disappointment that this chapter came to an end.
Aww.
And 19 years he was in the band.
That's a long time.
And I don't think Guns N' Roses fans, you said name the Guns N' Roses drummer that you think of when you hear them. It's either going to be Steven Adler,
yep,
who's my favorite, or Matt Sorum, who's a lot of people's favorite as well.
And Frank was their drummer for way longer.
Yeah.
But now the band has unveiled who their new drummer is. Steve Miggs, his name is Isaac Carpenter. He's from the Tri-Cities, and he's going to take over for the tour that's taking place this summer in Europe, Asia, Middle East. It's massive that he gets to be part of this.
Now, this guy, he plays with Duff McKagan. It's such a cool story. So he's from the Tri-Cities. He plays with Duff McKagan and Duff's band, Duff McKagan's Loaded. But he's also been in, like, you know, AWOL Nation, A Perfect Circle, and then another really cool local band that you would listen to in college called Loudermilk.
Loudermilk, because, I went to school at Wazoo, and I had a friend that was from the Tri-Cities, and she turned me on to Loudermilk, and we used to listen to them all the time.
Now, do you know the backstory about that band?
No.
Which is going to be a full circle moment, which makes this story even cooler, in my opinion. Before they became Loudermilk, this band were a bunch of high schoolers. They were a Guns N' Roses cover band called 22s and Tulips.
No way.
I'm not making that up.
How wild is that?
Yeah. So, they got the right guy. This guy can play the Guns N' Roses songs really well. It's hard to like zero in on just drums, but here he is playing drums with Duff McKagan's Loaded when they covered the GNR classic It's So Easy. He's got the right swing for it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
This sounds exciting.
I know he's not Matt Sorum or Steven Adler. A lot of people wanted that, but I think there must... Steven's not in the best health.
Yeah.
I love Steven and he's awesome, but I can understand why maybe Steven's not the right guy to go on a long tour. Maybe bring him out for a song or two.
Definitely.
And I feel like there must be some kind of beef with Matt Sorum in the band to where they wouldn't think to ask him back because he was a big part of the band as well.
Well, if I were you, I'd be bummed that you didn't get the call, Steve.
I couldn't pull it off.
But it's a new era. Speaking of new eras, the Mariners will have a new look when this season starts next week. How is that going to look? We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and the Seattle Seahawks are in the news because, well, they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
There are still some people that are upset because they've been very active with free agency, but still haven't addressed their biggest need, which is offensive line depth. Now, in a way, they did. They grabbed one guy, but he's considered to be like more of a utility player. There's been a couple of big, quote-unquote, big names in the offensive line world that they weren't able to sign. One said the other day, just recently signed with another team. And some people are upset. And John Schneider, he was doing an interview on the radio, and he talked about how, look, I'm not going to overspend on marginal players. And he's confident in his young linemen. I'm also curious to see how a coaching change will do for some of those guys. Because sometimes that's just as important as the actual players that you have on the field.
Oh, without question.
But I did love at one point, like he kind of described it. He's like, I don't want to try and turn chicken salad out of chicken stuff. And I can understand that. But I guess the draft is going to be where maybe they try and strengthen up the depth when it comes to the offensive line. We'll see.
And maybe, just maybe, this is our year, Steve Migs.
Oh, 100%. It definitely is our year.
Speaking of our year, the Seattle Mariners have announced a partnership with Nintendo of America. That's going to be their official jersey sleeve partner.
They're one of the last teams, I think, in baseball. I know hockey does it, other sports do it, but I think they might be one of the last teams that have not had sponsor patches on their jerseys.
They will be debuting these on opening day, which is less than a week away, March 27th. The home jerseys will have the Nintendo racetrack logo, and then the road jerseys will have the Nintendo Switch 2 logo. And apparently, the ties with Nintendo go back to 1992, so this is pretty cool.
Some say Nintendo saved the Mariners at one point.
Yes, absolutely.
Ownership, but have you seen the patches?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't really care at the end of the day. Like, if I want to get a Mariners jersey and I don't want the patch, I'll just buy the jersey and not without the patch. But I don't mind. The home one looks fine. The road one is aggressively large.
Oh, it actually is. Now it's that I gigantic. See it next to the other one. So, that is a little big.
So, the road one's for the Switch, and it's like it covers up a good chunk of the sleeve, whereas the home one, I think, kind of fits.
It's a tasteful size.
I mean, I understand they want it to stand out if I'm Nintendo, but it would look better if it was a white patch with red lettering, personally, but I'm not a fashion consultant.
I'm upset that they did not consult you, Steve, because you sound like you know what you're talking about. Fashion is your passion.
The road patch is just an eyesore.
It is big.
I mean, just come on, guys. Like, pull it back a little bit. Also in the world of sports, very exciting news for people who are hoping that the Seattle Supersonics are going to be coming. I guess it depends on how you look at it, but the Boston Celtics were just sold for $6.1 billion, which is ridiculous. But a lot of people believe that they needed this sale needed to happen before the NBA would start even thinking about expansion, which potentially could be the Seattle Supersonics and a team in Las Vegas. Now, some are also believing that this might slow things down as well. And then others are like, oh, man, this also means that in order to get a team, we're talking several billion dollars to bring a team here to the Pacific Northwest, which is crazy.
You want to go halfsies?
I mean, no. I don't know if I can even afford to go to a game.
No.
I'll just be happy to watch them on TV. But I think this is definitely leading towards the Sonics coming here. I think a lot of people do feel optimistic about that, thinking maybe 2027 could be the year. I don't know.
I think we're ready, and we've been so patient. So, you know, 2027 will be here before we know it.
Plus, I want us to get a team, have an ownership. That way I could buy Sonics merchandise and not pad the pockets of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who make money off of the Sonics merchandise that you purchase.
Oh, my gosh. We got to have it.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.